The personal stories expressed in this series reflect the true experiences and opinions of the guests and may not represent the official position of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Elder M. Russell Ballard of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles has said,
"There is hope for the addicted, and this hope comes through the atonement of the Lord Jesus Christ and by humbling oneself before God, pleading to be freed of the bondage of addiction and offering our whole soul to Him in fervent prayer. Priesthood leaders can help as those who have addiction seek counsel from them. Where necessary, they can refer them to qualified licensed counselors and LDS family services. The addiction recovery program adapted from the original 12 Steps of Alcoholics Anonymous is readily available through LDS Family Services."
In this series, you will hear actual meetings discussing each of the gospel principles of addiction recovery and healing. Addiction recovery meetings have strict guidelines of confidentiality and anonymity. These podcasts may seem contradictory to such standards. All the participants in these meetings are active participants in the addiction recovery program and have willingly volunteered to participate. Their experiences are genuine and not fabricated. These recordings were created with the express purpose of providing a way for individuals who are isolated from recovery groups to participate, as well as provide an example to church leaders and members of a typical meeting. In this portion of the addiction recovery meeting, you will listen to one member share his or her own personal experience with Step 5 of the addiction recovery program.
Hi, my name is Rich.
Hi, Rich.
I am a child of God and a recovering drug addict, and I'm very grateful to be here with such an amazing group of people. I have learned some amazing things through this step. One of the things that I'm so grateful that I learned, and I don't know why I didn't understand this concept before, but was praying for forgiveness myself. For the little things, for the things that I felt that I needed forgiveness from my Father in Heaven. And I'd grown up in the church, had all of the lessons I'm sure I paid close attention to. But for some reason, that portion had escaped me of really understanding that concept of just praying and asking my Heavenly Father for forgiveness for the things in which I had done wrong. The other piece that I'm grateful for and had an amazing and wonderful experience was going in and meeting with my bishop, and the approach that I felt prompted to take was, if there was any question in my mind as to whether or not I should talk to my bishop about it, I was going to talk to him about it. If there was even a doubt, any little thing that I wasn't sure if that was something that you should talk to a bishop about, I talked to him about it. And that was a very freeing experience, going through that process, receiving counsel and guidance. I had an experience about 2 years later. Again, I learned so much from my children, but we were driving home from church. My little boy has these 3 candies in his hand. I'm like, where did you get those? Knowing where he'd got them, the bishop in his office has this bowl of candy, and I believe he puts that in there so the kids are comfortable in coming in and talking to him and that. And I was pretty sure he didn't give him 3. And I asked him, he said, yeah, I got them from the bishop. I said, does the bishop know that you have those? He said, no. And I said, well, then you took them, you stole them from him. And I said, well, next week you're gonna go talk to him about that. And so after church, I found my son in the hall, and I said, are you ready? And he said, ready for what? And I said, you know what? You know exactly what. And he goes, okay, Dad. So I held his hand, and I walked him down what I'm sure to him seemed like the longest hallway that there ever was. He was dragging his feet real slow, and he stood at the door of this bishop's office and knocked on the door, this whole time I'm standing there holding his hand, and he looks up at me with these tears in his eyes, and he says, "Dad, I'm scared. I'm so scared, Dad. I don't want to do this." I said, "I know, son, it'll be okay." And he knocked on the door, and the bishop opened the door with this big smile on his face, so happy to see him. And Fox looks up at me, and I just smile back at him and said not a single word. I let go of his hand, and I stood in the doorway. He walked into the bishop's office, and he said, "Bishop, I have something to tell you. I took something from your office. I took some candies from you." And I stood there and watched this little boy, so afraid and tearful. And the love that was extended to him from this bishop, and the forgiveness that was extended to him. But my view and perspective this time was vastly different. I felt that same presence as the father watching my son. And it made me smile to know that my Father in heaven had walked me down that same hall, stood at the door with me while I knocked, and watched. And watched over me through that entire process. My son came out of that office. He looked at me with this big smile on his face, said, "I did it, Dad." And he ran down the hall and he jumped, raised his hand up and was trying to reach the ceiling to touch it. Only a few feet tall. And I thought to myself, I know that feeling. I know that feeling. I was grateful for that perspective because I'd seen the other side. I'd been the one who was knocking on that door and walking through and asking for forgiveness. But my son had taught me that lesson of that joy and that forgiveness and that process. I'm grateful for that lesson. I'm grateful for the atonement of Jesus Christ. And I'm grateful for the Savior holding my hand through that entire process. I bear my testimony that the atonement of Jesus Christ is absolutely real. And I say that in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
The full episode for Step 5 of the Addiction Recovery Program is also available on the Mormon Channel.